Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Love. I mean, you just think about it. I'm just so glad, Steve, for you to be on the program today. And, you know, Pat's joining us, I think, possibly, might.
Yeah, we're working on it.
He's here.
He's just so smart, you know what I'm saying? You know, stuff figured out. Talking about love. I mean, you think about, of all the things that you can define love as, the greatest thing of all is God. God is love.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. I mean, it's not like he says love or he loves. I mean, he is love. When you think about it, it's just huge when you think about that aspect of it. And I think about, you know, when he says, you could do a lot of things. I mean, you could do a lot of things, very religious things, things that a lot of people would probably give you promotions for. They probably hire you on to go, you know, work at their religious whatever. And man, can you see what he does? Can you see what they do? They mean, they prophesy and they have this great wisdom, and they give away all their possessions to the poor. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they're just doing all this stuff. But he says in First Corinthians chapter 13, he says that, you know, if you do all that and you don't have love, that it's like a gong. I mean, you think about it. I mean, he says something like, that's what he says. He's literally, I mean, how many people have you seen is like, I know I should be really moved right now when you're telling me what you're doing, but as you're talking, it just kind of sounds like, you know,
right.
And you're really upset with me, but I just like, I can hear this gonging sound as you're talking to me, because all you're talking about is yourself and what you did, but I'm not feeling the love, you know what I'm saying? I'm not feeling the connection of what's going on. And then he says, you know, that it's worthless. Even if you surrendered your body to the flames, and there's masochistic people, they just want to experience pain. And since they want to experience pain, they put it in some sort of religious value, and all of a sudden they just think highly of themselves because they went through something. But was it for love? Did people feel love when you went through it, or do they just feel anger, hate, you know, criticisms or whatever like that? And then they talk about, you know, about love. He says, you know, love is patient. I mean, the word patient is just a amazing word, because it means going through difficult situations and trials and, you know, counter clocks while you're waiting for people to set clocks, patiently going through those trials. You know, without complaining or anything. I mean, you know, that's what it means, going through, you know, delay and difficulty without complaining.
Right.
You know, and just, you know.
You did good.
I'm totally, it's amazing. We're just trying to get there where Pat is with us. I mean, he's so patient.
We're working.
He's so patient.
Right.
And
right.
If it's different, just write to us, Tracy. Let us know. And he said, you know, love is patient. Love is kind. I mean, if you have all these different things, it's like if you're prophesying, if you're given a prophetic word, and it can be accurate, and Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, you can be wrong, but the word can be right. Just let's go to the bottom of that. And I remember one particular minister was having a prophetic man come speak at his church, and he spoke to folks, and he was just hateful. And so the guy looks at this pastor, and he says, well, I'm a prophet. That's why I came that way. He says, no, you're just mean. You know, you're just mean. And what it was, he didn't have love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus tells us, listen, it makes a huge difference, because if you don't know love, you don't know God, because God is love.
Mm-hmm.
How important is that? And then he says, if he says you say you love God, but you don't love your brother, you're a liar. It's like, oh my goodness. And he says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not delight. It does not envy. It doesn't envy. I mean, there's businesses that Christians own. They actually name their business envy. And it's like, that's contradiction to love. Because love does not envy. I mean, you think about that. They teach courses on envy 101, I think, in a lot of these universities. I mean, it's amazing. It doesn't boast. It's not proud. It's not rude. It's not rude.
It's not, no, it's not. Mm-mm. Not in any way.
With a straight face. A straight face. It's not rude. It's not easily angered. I mean, think about that. It keeps no records of wrongs. I mean, there's some people. I've known people that wrote down every wrong their wife ever did in a book.
Huh. Wow.
And she knew about it.
Wow.
And then he ran out of, like, books to write in, so he started keeping a digital database.
Oh.
No lie. Serious. This is what he's done.
Bless her heart.
Oh. And then he even talked about it. Yes, I like to keep track of everything she does wrong. And I'm thinking, that's not, then you don't love her.
Mm.
Because love keeps no records of wrongs. And, you know, we laugh about that because, and she didn't, and it wasn't funny. But the truth is, many people don't need a book and they don't need a database.
Mm-mm.
They keep track of it in their head and their heart. And even though they say they're over it, you still can tell they got a big, long list.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love them, you have no list.
Right.
So they're whipping theirs out all the time and you're refusing to bring yours up.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It doesn't exist.
Right, because if you brought yours up, then you're not loving either.
Mm-hmm.
So you literally have to be, you know, falsely accused of not loving when you are loving, because if you were keeping a record, you could probably lay it out there, because everybody's fallen short, right?
That's right.
Not as much as Pat, but we have, you know, fallen
off. That's
true. No, it's not. I mean, you know, anyway.
Balled every time.
All the time. But it's not self-seeking. I mean, think about that. How many people... Or just the whole thing is about self. Everything is about self. And it's just, it's like, you know, what part of, I'm tired of hearing about you, don't you understand? But it's just like, everything is about self. How does this affect me? And how will it benefit me? And, you know, what will I get? And what about mine? And it's like, oh my goodness, your prayer life is like me, mine, you know, I, dear Lord, it's me again. You know, I need some stuff and some things and all that. But love it's not self-seeking. It doesn't delight in evil, and it rejoices in the truth. How many people go, I am so tired of you bringing up the Word of God. Teach, teach, teach. Truth, truth, truth. And they hate you for bringing up truth.
Mm-hmm.
They're angry. And you think about it, if you love folks, if you love them, you're going to tell them the truth. And love delights in the truth, even when it hurts. And it always perseveres. I mean, if you're wondering if you'll make it or not, you'll make it if you love. Uh-huh. If you love, you will make it. Because love always perseveres. It always trusts. When people go, I can't believe you're going to trust that person again. It's like, that's what we've got to do. We've got to try again. Maybe they meant it this time.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Love always hopes. And love always perseveres. And love never fails. I mean, that's powerful. And what do you think about when you think about love, Steve? I mean, what crosses your mind? What's God saying to you about that?
Well, I've been just praying, and you know, God was speaking to me about love and the fact that talking about debts and talking about accounts, and you know, it's amazing how you're sharing. It's just like the dialogue that we're hearing in culture right now is a stark contrast to what God says is the right way, and you know the articles, conversations, like I said, finances, debt, accounts, it's unlimited. But you think about it, when you read in Romans, chapter 12, he says, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law.
Wow. So it's something you just can't pay off. I loved you 3 years ago.
Yeah, and it's like it never... Love is unending. It's not just like, well, I'm getting a little low on love, and that's why I think it's just... That's a profound statement. I remember the first time I heard that when we were talking, you said, God is love. And when you like, just stop for a second and just chew on that, and just think about that reality, because that's true.
Right.
It's not an act. It's just like, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. And I think about it, we've said many times before, it's like, you owe me nothing. You owe me nothing. And it's just like, what I owe you is to love you.
Right.
And that's the powerful thing about it, though.
To be patient with me, to be kind with me, keep no records of Pat's stuff. I mean, all these different things, right?
forgiving and forgiving, forgiving Pat.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I loved you last week.
Wrong. It's your turn to love me. Yeah. I'm going to take this week off.
I told you 20 years ago I loved you, and I'd let you know if it changed.
That's right.
Yeah, and then and that's the huge thing, is that when we're loving others, it doesn't matter when they, quote-unquote, don't love us. And
so it has nothing to do with that.
No, right. And that's the huge thing, is because
it's so much easier to love when you're not expecting anything back. You're actually just walking in obedience to God.
Yeah. But I think about it, though, and this is what's just really wrecking me, and I know we've talked about it before, of just like when we really just wrap our whole paradigm, our whole focus on love, so many things about us will change. And it's like you think about how so much of an emphasis in our culture is on debt and paying off debt and focusing on debt and investing plans in debt. And if we thought about love and loving others as much as we think about paying off the debt that you know, the bills that we receive, or I got to pay this off, I got to pay this off, I got to pay this off. If we focus so much on love as we do that debt of the world, and we focus on God's debt, mm-hmm. like the world would just be such a...
Right.
Completely different.
And since we don't pay it off, that means every day then we would say, how am I going to continue to pay love out?
Yeah.
How am I going to invest love today? God, how am I going... If God is love too, and to love someone is to God them.
Mm.
So when we truly, authentically love someone, think about it, they're going to experience God because God is love. Just a powerful thing.
Right.
So every day, since that's a debt that we owe...
Mm-hmm.
And we never pay off, mm-hmm. then every day we're going to think about how am I going to pay towards this debt? I mean, God, if this is what he told the disciples. He says, freely you received, freely give.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it, quite often people love folks because they want them to love them.
Mm-hmm.
So it has nothing to do with God. They're trying to get something from it.
Mm-hmm.
But God loved us first. And so now we need to begin to love folks just where they are. Love them. What happens if this? What happens if that? Yeah, that's God. So let God handle that. The big thing is, he wants to know, when we stand before the throne room of God,
mm-hmm.
did you refuse to say you paid the debt of love? You just continue to make a payment on it and payment mm-hmm. on it. You never paid it off. You never said it's finished. It's done. You said, you know what? I'm going to love until the Lord returns. I'm going to love till the Lord calls me home. I'm going to love. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be long-suffering. I'm going to get rid of all those databases and all those books. And I'm going to repent when I don't do that, because I know that I didn't love when I did those things. Man, that is so exciting. Mm-hmm. I want to encourage you today. Make up your mind. I am going to love. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.